The General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 73 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of April 18th, 2017. This week we've got post-credit scenes galore, too many titties, and it's Star Wars Celebration Week! I'm CJ, and I got with me Dom.
Yeah.
And TJ.
Yeah.
Dom, you sound so good today.
I sound good every day, first of all.
Well, all right, you sound better
today. I sound better today.
Well, you usually sound amazing.
Yeah, so now I'm extra amazing.
What's so new about you?
I got a new microphone.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Leaving us high and dry, yeah. Sounding like shit.
First
Thanks.
Of all, you
Asshole.
Can buy a new microphone if you want to. Just saying.
Oh,
I got car parts, but I don't know what you're doing.
Well, anyway, we're actually playing something this week, and by we, I mean TJ.
Hey, what's up?
TJ is the collective we.
TJ, the
for at least for what are you playing?
So, TJ, what are we playing?
We are playing The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
This you know, is the fact that we're playing that sounds a little weird now that I think about it and what The Witcher entails.
Yeah, that's true.
Witches?
A lot of naked women.
Yeah. A lot.
A lot.
Are they witches?
Not really. They can do magic.
I don't get
it. It's very difficult to pay attention to the story when I have my pants off.
Ass.
Well, like 2 seconds into the first scene, you have a girl who's like naked in a chair. And just ass everywhere. So
witch ass, though?
Witch ass.
Her behind ass.
Witch ass?
Not her front
witch
butt.
Witch ass.
Not her front.
So this game has been out for a while. This was,
I think 2015.
2015's Game of the Year.
Yeah.
For okay. most sites and stuff.
Why was it Game of the Year?
Apparently it's amazing.
Ass.
It's an RPG. You're a witcher, which is a person that is like half human, half like demon-ish kind of thing.
Half witch, yeah, you're going to say.
Yeah. And they can do magic stuff, but they're like the only ones that can like kill other demons and stuff like that. So
okay.
they're kind of looked upon like down in society, but like they're the only ones who can kill these things and do these amazing things. So
okay.
And it's
the
I've only
ones
played
who can
like
bang all these ladies.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, I've
who
been
else
told
would
by
have the stamina to demon hunt by day and pussy slay by night.
Like wait,
you're thinking of the word.
Wait for it.
I was. I didn't know what I was gonna say.
Delivered.
I've only played probably like an hour and a half into it, which
and
is like
how many women have you banged?
One already.
Wow, worst game ever.
Yeah.
The controls are different. Trying to get used to it because I'm playing Mass Effect, so
right,
it's
a, you
got to
rub the butt
different.
A certain
yeah.
way.
Yeah, just
my blah, question blah. Is the right stick to thrust. That's what I need to know.
I would not doubt. So.
I mean, are you sure this isn't one of those, like, Japanese sex games?
It
like,
is
yeah, right.
Not.
That's what it turns those. Out to be. That's why it was so good. Like, it's just, like, this awesome, like, RPG.
Yeah.
All the way for, like, the first 30 hours. And it just turns into, like, some fucking tentacle porn game afterwards.
Game of the year.
I mean, the storyline so far has been great. It's very deep, but, like, I fucking
like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, first of all, you set your you.
I know it.
That's
knew
your
the
fault.
Second
that's your
out.
Fault.
Oh God, yeah.
And I can see why it's kind of Game of the Year material. The storyline is very unique
mm-hmm.
and is very. It doesn't feel drawn out, and I'm new to the Witcher series. This is the third
okay.
one in the series,
yeah.
so I have no idea what I'm doing, but there's enough backstory that it just kind of feels
you can kind
of
get into it. Well, yeah. that's a really good thing that games do. Like, if you know, you don't have to play the first several of them. Like, if you pick up like the fourth game in a series and you're just like, well, now I don't know what's going on, like that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It's good when it like
usually they don't get
involved.
To the fourth one by then.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing like...
Well, Saints Row, the first one. No, I did play the first Saints Row.
I didn't play the first two. I played 3 and 4. I know what was going on.
I played 1 and then I played 4. Well, they're all like completely different, I guess.
I recommend 3. 3 is a yeah. lot of fun. It's huh. the in-between of actual gang warfare
right.
and batshit crazy.
Yeah, that's what was weird about 4 was yeah. like... I remember playing the first one and I was like, oh, cool, like Turf Wars and like doing gang stuff. And then it was like I played 4 and I was like... What the fuck happened? Like, I missed 2 games, and I missed a lot.
I definitely recommend trying 3, because it's like a very toned-down version mm-hmm. of 4. But
okay.
You know what's funny? You guys all said Saints Row, but in my head, I thought of Bully.
Bully?
Well, yeah. I really wanted to play that game. That was one of those games.
It's not even same developer.
No, I can see it. I can see the tangent. Because Bully was made by Rockstar, who makes GTA. Yeah. Saints Row is a clear GTA ripoff.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it turned into that one.
So there's reason.
So The Witcher.
Yes.
It was part of these... Yeah, pretty much banging witches all day long.
I mean, I don't know what else you have to talk about.
It was part of the spring sale that's going on right now for the Xbox. I think there's another day or two, and that's it. I think I got it for $23, and it came with all the DLC packs, everything that's come out with the game so far.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other games in the sale that is going on right now, so I would definitely try to grab that if it's still running.
Like you're grabbing stuff in The Witcher.
By the time this airs, it's not going to be running anymore.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of
good games going on, and The Witcher is definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. I had a bunch of games I wanted to pick, and I could only pick one, and I definitely had to try one that's been touted as Game of the Year.
I would pick that too.
I like it.
So
yeah,
go pick it up if you can find it for cheap.
Chickity check it out.
If you haven't picked up a game from 2015 or any,
you know, Game of the Year. I mean, you do that. It's Game of the Year. You got to pick it up. But yeah, check it out. So that takes us on to a little nerd news, and so exciting! It's Star Wars Celebration.
Finally!
Yeah. Oh my God! So much good stuff. I mean, so much heartbreaking stuff. Tributes to Carrie Fisher. But so many other
I literally have not looked at anything except these two trailers.
Go fuck yourself. So before we get to the trailers, on top of... there's one thing I want to mention. So they did a really awesome tribute to Carrie Fisher, of course. You know, her daughter came out and spoke about her mother and everything. And they had George Lucas there. And it was just... It was really... They did it right. They did a really good job. And I'm really happy with everything they did because it was just awesome. But besides the... You know, this stuff.
The obvious.
The games, the video games. One thing they revealed is actually the plans for the new Star Wars world at Disney.
Universal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. So they're building, like, a brand new planet for this. Like, they didn't want to put you in, like, Tatooine or, like, Jedha or something. Like, they wanted to build a brand new planet so it's, like, you are the main character in this story that is Star Wars on this planet. There's
going
to be a life-size fucking Millennium Falcon parked in the park that you can go into.
Where are they putting this fucking
Disney
thing?
It's Disney. They have like 7 million space. Acres in Florida.
Yeah, but it's swamp.
Yeah, you just pave over that. Yeah. Dude, fuck the alligators.
Just fill it in with sand or whatever.
I mean, the alligators are eating children anyway, so just make them...
just dump sand on them.
Right? I don't know.
Encase them in concrete.
Yeah, so besides all that good stuff, you know, in Disney and everything like that, they also released trailers for the Battlefront 2.
Side note, the one picture I've seen a lot online is the one of Hayden Christensen and Mark Hamill.
Yes.
And it's like father, like son. And it's
It's so good. It's like, what is he doing there?
It's like, doesn't he hate all this shit?
He just wandered in.
Yeah.
He's not drunk.
The young Anakin that like is in jail for like
cutting
somebody or some shit.
He was trying to pod race.
It's so good. But the Battlefront trailer. I have Battlefront. I've played Battlefront.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as much as I love the whole Battlefront, you know, nostalgia of it, on top of all the beautiful Star Wars and stuff, I did get a little bored with it.
Yeah.
But I was a PC player, and
there wasn't much substance to it.
But this game, I mean, there's actually a lot to look forward to.
There's a single player campaign for it.
So if you don't know, if you haven't seen the trailer, go watch it. But it seems to be mostly based around a group, like a special task force from the Empire after the Death Star explodes for the second time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which
is a cool idea, this idea of you're on the losing team, and now what do you do? Like, your whole base.
The losing team.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everybody's a losing team.
In a war, everyone's losing. But it's this cool idea of like...
And the Senate just gets the shit end of the stick constantly.
Well, of course, because
you wouldn't understand that because you haven't seen episode 7 yet.
No, I have not.
So leave in the comments below on whatever... I don't know. There's no comments
Facebook,
whatever.
Twitter.
We've got comments on our website.
What's
wrong with you?
Just complain about the fact that TJ hasn't seen episode 7 or Rogue One yet. And how horrible.
No, there's
going to
be a lot of people
is.
Complaining instead about how bad episode 7 was.
No, fuck those people. Let people enjoy things. But
except
don't
for
let
TJ.
People. Yeah.
Don't let people not enjoy don't things.
I hate you guys so
Go
much.
On.
It just is a cool idea of like your main base has been wiped out.
Yes.
What do you do?
Yeah.
And
you're so this, loyal, you know?
Yeah. You are. You know, you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you're indoctrinated into that
and
shit, man.
Just what do you do next? And the, like the cool shots of like it's supposed to take place over
all three
arcs,
quote unquote, three generations of.
So you see Darth Maul, you see Yoda, you see Kylo Ren, see who's the girl in?
Oh my!
Rey.
Oh god!
For the last time, Jar Jar Binks is a man.
I'm hoping they just sneak him in somewhere.
I hope there's an entire chapter dedicated to him.
He's
a Sith.
He's getting cut out of shit left and right, so it's not gonna happen.
Was he ever in shit to begin with?
I mean, he made it into episode 2 somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
As a senator.
He was in Rogue One.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm dead serious.
No, he isn't.
You can find screenshots of it. There's a part where
it's a skeleton.
Not a speaking role or anything. They're marching out, going on to I think it's like the end, the end climax of the movie, and he's in the background, like marching out with them.
No way.
No, I don't believe
you. I'll find
the
screenshot.
I do not believe
you. Right.
If it's not a skeleton,
I know it's not April Fool's, but I still don't believe you.
But the Battlefront 2 looks really good. I mean, all of it was in-game footage, which I mean.
What I really like is a lot of the news coming out of it is that they are not doing a season pass.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that I buy a game
and then you have to spend more money to buy more of the game.
To actually play it. But also they're doing offline local co-op, I think they were talking about. But
they had in the last one.
You can do that
one.
Now. Yeah. The first one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Which, I mean, is very rare, which is sad that
especially
it's not done
for, like,
more.
EA.
Yeah.
I know this is DICE.
Yeah, but
or DICE.
DICE also makes Battlefield.
Yep. Yes.
So.
Which, I mean, Battlefront is just a reskin.
It's just a reskin.
Battlefront came first. You go fuck yourself.
No, I'm pretty sure Battlefield came first.
Yeah.
That's probably.
World War II was way before Star Wars.
In a galaxy far, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Actually, I'm curious to see.
Oh,
my God. What was the first Battlefield game, and when did it come out?
Battlefield,
it was probably called Battlefield.
No. There was they have all years on them. There was a World War...
Well, no, I meant, like, the action when it came out, not, like...
No, but I'm saying which one's the first one. Anyway.
I don't know. There was recently a game called, like, Battlefield 1942, which was just, like, an online... Yeah.
Battlefield 1942 was the first release
in
2002.
Oh, okay.
2002. So when Battlefront...
Battlefront had to be before that, because Battlefront 2 was, like, 2004.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Battlefront... 2000... I'm going to say 99.
I'm going to say 82.
No.
I'm fucking kidding.
You load that
That's for the
shit up on your...
Yeah, on your fucking Apple IIe with a 5-inch floppy.
Sure, you are.
Star Wars Battlefront, September 21st, 2004.
Maybe the first one came out
So Battlefield came out first, so eat nuts.
Eat my nuts.
But anyway, so that's
but
Battlefront
both games
two.
Are fun. Yeah. Definitely pick up Battlefront if you enjoy that Star Wars universe, and it's a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to a campaign version in the second one.
That's what the first one was missing, was really...
Yeah. Which, I mean, was the same thing with Titanfall when it first came out.
Right.
Although Titanfall's multiplayer was way better and kept you kind of engaged.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Battlefronts was just kind of...
I kind of want to play Battlefront.
It's just
right
that same kind of thing. You know, you play, you grind, you get better weapons. Or you get new weapons, not better weapons.
I think I'm going to play Battlefront tonight.
Do it.
And play Battlefront, just nostalgia.
Yeah.
Battlefront.
So, going on with Star Wars Celebration, it was... New trailer day. Oh my god, for episode 8.
The Last Jedi.
Star Wars.
You're saying Star Wars. That one with that Captain Luke Picard or something?
Oh, the Millennium God. Eagle yeah, or some it. Shit.
the Millennial Eagle. The Millennial
Eagle. I love it. It's going to be the name of my next car, the Millennial Eagle.
Thunder Cougar Falcon Bird.
So many eagle beaks. But yeah, no, the new trailer for episode 8 came out. And I mean, it's a teaser, but...
Yeah, oh, it wasn't like a full trailer. It was...
I think people are ripping apart the and ripping apart as in like, you know, investigating and thinking way too much about this shit.
Always.
The poster that came out.
Oh my God,
the trailer.
I know.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you know, the lightsaber it transitions from blue into red and Kylo Ren is there, so maybe like, you know,
well, what I'm confused about is, all right, the poster is Rey holding up the red lightsaber, which uh-huh. I think is Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
No, it's blue. It's her lightsaber. It's Luke's lightsaber.
Uh-huh.
She's holding up.
But it's red.
But it starts blue and transitions
into red. Oh, does
it? Red.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's Kylo Ren on one side.
Yeah.
Obviously the Sith. And then uh-huh. there's Luke on the other side.
Yep.
Obviously the Jedi.
Yep.
Why are they saying that Luke is a Sith? And I'm like, that it's splitting them. Like, wouldn't that like very yeah. much indicate that... I thought my Star Wars poster might have had it was the original poster.
The original poster.
It's the
yes,
original
yes.
poster remade.
Yeah. And that just seems to be their theme lately is just, you know, rehashing the original trilogy. But I mean, fuck the poster. Looking at the, I mean, the poster
paper
is
cuts.
Whatever. What?
Paper cut.
Oh, paper cuts. Oh,
you
God.
Fuck the poster.
Ooh. The trailer itself, you know, I think the most exciting thing is everyone's like, oh my God. Luke thinks the Jedi should go away. But it's true.
Well, the thing is, like, it we're going into, you know, theoretical, like, what could
theoretical
be happening.
Jedi physics?
Yeah. It could just be, like, the old ways of the Jedi
that's what
to
I,
die.
That's how I think.
And yeah. have to become what Luke is, like, in the comics and stuff
right,
like that, where
right.
it's, like, this new order needs to come about in order to...
Yeah.
keep the Jedi on a good path
yeah. mm-hmm.
and you have to be able to have emotions and still be a
yeah.
good person.
You realize how toxic the Jedi can be.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. Well, first of all, I mean, like the purpose of a trailer is to get you talking.
Right.
And this
yeah.
is exactly it.
Yes.
Like there's the controversy. There's the, you know, trying to figure out what means what. And like the, when they announced the Last Jedi is like, oh, does that mean, is it plural? Is it singular?
Right.
Is
yeah,
it, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
is
yeah.
Rey the Last Jedi? Is Luke the Last Jedi? Like, what is it? But,
am I the Last Jedi?
That's yeah. not possible.
Luke says the Jedi need to go away or the Jedi need to die, and
yeah.
he's not wrong. Look what happened because of the Jedi.
Yeah.
His father turned to Darth Vader, almost destroyed the entire
galaxy. Well,
it's
more galaxy. Like the Skywalkers are just a plague
yeah, the Skywalkers,
on both your houses.
The Skywalkers need to go away.
Yeah, all because
no.
they wouldn't make him a Jedi Master.
Exactly. So then, you know, Luke almost, he started going towards the dark side.
Yeah, and he killed all those Yinglings.
Yeah. Luke went to the dark side a little bit, you know, came
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
He saw the bad side of it. Then he starts his Jedi Academy, mm-hmm. and look what happened with Kylo Ren. He does the same thing as Vader. He kills
yeah.
all the children, and he goes off on his own.
Yeah.
And I think TJ's right. The Skywalkers need to fucking go away.
Yeah.
Because they're the problem.
And, like, even in the, you know, the...
No, but it's obvious Emperor Palpatine is, like, you know...
Yeah, there's a lot of influence. There's always been influence,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, but the Skywalkers seem to be very influential.
Yeah.
Because they're very powerful,
yeah.
and then...
They're very
know,
emotional.
Yeah,
yes,
they're very...
Yes. Which is not
force.
Good for Jedi. It,
yeah.
it does not... Right. An emotional person does not make a good Jedi.
So
it,
that might be where it just comes from. Like, he's just emotional. Like, the Jedi
yeah.
need to die. The Jedi need to go away so that this... Basically, so that this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
So there brings order to the universe because... Without the good, there can be no evil.
Yes.
And if yeah. you get rid of the good, you get rid of the evil.
Well, mm-hmm. that could be what
but you need
Rey could be is
that
the
balance.
The gray,
right.
the so-called gray
that,
Jedi.
But
Jedi.
She,
yes.
that's, yeah, she's the last Jedi because,
yeah.
you know, she is what will bring balance to the Force,
mm-hmm.
which is what this has all been about.
Yeah.
yeah.
Balance of the Force.
You're
so.
The chosen one.
You're to bring balance to the Force. I have the high ground.
Two things that I got from it is, one, it looked awesome.
Yes.
It
yeah,
looked
it
everything
look
about it. I was
cool.
like, this
even though all
awesome.
You got was island scenes, really.
Yep. I'm
and
okay with that. I like
close-ups
islands.
Of Kylo Ren.
Yeah. Oh, that sucked. Oh,
actually,
shut up. Adam
no.
Driver is a beautiful man.
He looks terrible.
Oh,
yeah. He looks like...
Close-up is his lightsaber, though, looks fan-fucking-tastic. Like,
question.
It just, like...
Do you know why his lightsaber is like that, TJ?
No.
His kyber crystal is cracked.
Yeah, and it's just kind of... shooting off steam on
yeah.
the sides, right?
Yeah.
Or they designed it to look like a regular blade, and we're like, what shitty idea can we come up with?
We've already done the two lightsabers with Darth Maul, so yep. let's do it different.
I mean,
this
they
time.
Got tomfas, they got lightsaber whips, they got they got everything.
Dildos or whatever.
Yeah. Dildos.
That bread slicer that also toasts the toast.
I don't know if you noticed this, but this trailer is an exact recreation.
Don't.
Oh, go on. It's an exact recreation of the Force Awakens trailer.
Is it really?
Yep. Almost down to the fucking split, the split second. It starts off with like whatever, like landscape, and then in Force Awakens is when Finn pops up and breathes heavy. This one, it's Rey waking up and breathing heavy, and then like it shows the Lucasfilm logo for the same amount of time, and then it like goes into every scene. It's like almost a direct, like the timeline and everything, and I'm like, I don't think that's like a parallel intention thing. I literally think that it's just like, this is how we make people like trailers.
Yeah,
we
no, cut no, it at it's this an time. Algorithm.
Yeah, it's an algorithm. Yeah, it's probably an algorithm.
It's a mathematical thing.
You can find comparison like side by sides on YouTube, and it's like kind of like creepy and eerie how it's like, wow, these are like, they line up so well, and it's like, it doesn't mean anything. It's literally just an algorithm of people respond to this timing of everything.
It's like what was it, Pink Floyd and
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, The Wall and Wizard of Oz. Is it The Wall? No, Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz.
The Dark Side of Oz, I think, is
I've never seen that.
I have.
Still want
I
to.
I have, too.
With several very high people. I wasn't high.
I watched communications class.
It was interesting. It was cool.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
You could see why people say it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's obvious reasons to, like,
because
be like,
we're
no,
humans
that's stupid.
And we look for patterns and everything.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a bunch of high people going.
I guarantee you there's so many other albums that you
have
could play.
Have you met the Constellations?
Yeah. Exactly. What were we talking about?
Star Wars.
Back to Constellation Star Wars. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited. December can't come quick enough. Let's see if I can make it to actually see The Last Jedi without the biggest spoiler being spoiled for me before I even get to see it.
That wasn't my fault.
Thanks, brother-in-law.
I didn't do it. That wasn't me. I kept it from you.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, you mean...
Kylo Ren's pretty fucking ugly.
So moving away from Star Wars and onto
more nerdy shit.
Yeah, other nerdy shit that are all owned by the same people.
Yep.
And a little geek on, geek off.
Yes.
Do it.
Do it. So James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Love him.
He had an interview recently and said that people really want to stick around for the post-credit scenes for Guardians 2.
Yes.
There are five... credit scenes for Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Five of them.
Well, the thing is, it could just be like quick shots of like 5-second clips.
It could
of
be.
Like stupid expressions and shit like that.
Who knows what it's going to be. I think he said that two of them actually like set something up.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to set up, one's going to set up Thor Ragnarok, and the other one's probably going to set up, I guess
Infinity
it would be Avengers
War.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Which obviously Thanos. This is clearly what this is leading into.
Right.
The whole time. So that's really cool. Five scenes.
Yes. And he's already signed on for the third one.
Well, that's
right?
Exactly.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
He announced that they are currently working on Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
And hey, 2 like, is not even out yet.
Yeah, no, they're amazing, though. I mean, the Guardian movie, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Have you seen Guardians?
Yeah, I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Honestly, like, I think it's got to be in the top 3 or 4 Marvel movies, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with
it's
that.
It's absolutely incredible. Like my Marvel movies, or I'm not just Marvel in general, because like I'm discounting X-Men completely. I'm talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Avengers whole thing there. I think number one is the first Avengers movie. I still
bullshit.
No,
I
Iron
still,
Man one.
Fuck you.
No,
that's number two.
No. Yeah.
But first Avengers movie, I still think is the best superhero movie ever made.
Superhero movie. Yeah, I would agree.
Well,
it is.
You just said that Iron Man
like,
was better.
Maybe it's just because my bias with Iron Man.
It is.
And because it was like kind of like the first like real push for. I don't count Hulk. It's different actor, different.
It's still in the universe.
The Incredible Hulk
whatever.
Set it up, but no, I agree.
I think Iron Man
was the first
gave
push.
The real push of getting into. that they knew yes. that this was going to be
mm-hmm. a cinematic,
right? Yes, a whole universe, as opposed yeah. to just movies.
Yes.
But I think Avengers is the greatest superhero movie ever made.
I do. I will agree on that. But I also think Avengers 2 is the greatest disappointment ever created.
No.
Have you seen DC movies?
Have you seen me?
I mean, in my...
Self-burn!
Hey!
I mean, just in the Marvel universe.
Oh, just in the Marvel universe.
It was pretty disappointing, I agree.
Yeah, I would rank it on the weaker side.
But
of...
we had this exact same argument last week.
Yeah, but... it has to be the most disappointing, because I do think it's probably the bottom.
Yeah.
No,
it's
Iron Man 3 is
3.
Iron Man 3 yeah. is my bottom one, and then Avengers 2, I think.
I like Iron Man, and I still have to rank mm-hmm. 3 really.
But
low.
It's funny, last week or the week before, you were saying that you think Civil War is the third worst
yes.
Marvel Cinematic Universe, and like I didn't like the way you said that, because I was like, it makes it sound
fuck you.
Like the movie. but then I thought about it and I was like, no, I agree.
Thank you.
I think it's the third worst. It's the third
it's
on the list.
Yeah.
It's just a
it's
movie.
Just a movie.
It shouldn't have been a Captain America movie. That's the problem.
I agree. That's my whole problem. Is I went in wanting a Captain America movie after loving Captain America the First Avenger
yep.
and then going in and seeing Captain America 2 Winter Soldier and being like, wow, they completely changed everything and it was amazing. And then knowing that the Russos were still signed on, I'm like, I got another shitty Avengers movie. I didn't get Captain America.
Yeah.
And that's what really, I think that's what disappointed me the most, is that I didn't get another Captain America mm-hmm. movie.
Because they were trying to shove yeah. all these characters together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Try to make
yeah.
It.
Yeah. And it was like, we didn't need this now. But anyway, we need to talk about Guardians.
Guardians.
Yes. Because there's so many. May 5th?
May 5th
cannot come. Ooh, May 5th. That's Revenge of the 5th right there.
It is.
Back to Star Wars.
Right after May the 4th be with you, and right before Revenge of the 6th. Wait, it's Revenge of the 5th and then
yeah,
Revenge of the 6th.
I don't think it works that. There's so much to look forward to in this movie. You know, I'm so excited just to watch another Marvel movie that's funny.
Yeah,
and I love
fun.
More lighthearted.
Yeah,
fun is
just,
what I'm looking for.
I love Chris Pratt.
All the actors and actresses yeah. in these movies have been fantastic. Yeah.
There's just so
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, that's that one I read. I was like,
yeah,
wait,
I'm so excited
what?
To see what that is all
wait,
about.
Who is he?
I don't remember.
Okay. Shit, I can't remember. But I saw his name. I was like,
interesting.
Wait, what?
Kurt Russell plays his dad, so that's awesome.
Yes.
But like that's one of the things that's getting me excited. Is like.
They're going to cement him that he's not an Earthling,
right.
and he
yeah.
is.
And we get to see the budding of Star-Lord and Gamora's relationship.
Right.
We finally meet his dad, and Kurt Russell's going to be in it. Yondu is on their team now, and Michael Rooker was so fucking good as Yondu
yeah.
in the first one that like I can't wait to see him do it again. I think he was my favorite part of the first movie.
I think he's going to be like a... he's gonna play against Michael Rooker, basically.
Okay,
it's kind of like another. They call him Stakar. Do you know?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Guardians is like the one that I don't have a mm-hmm. lot of
yeah.
background knowledge.
And then you
of.
Got like Nova in there as well.
Yeah,
that's
Nova.
A whole other thing.
And there's somebody else in there too, on their team. And then I'm
yes.
so excited to see Baby Groot.
Yes,
because
Baby
like
Groot.
Baby
merchandising,
Groot.
Merchandising.
Yeah, but Baby Groot is like the cutest thing I've
yeah.
ever seen
real,
in my entire
real
life.
Money from the movies made.
It yeah. would be cool, especially for you know because they're kind of mixing up the Avengers kind mm. of lineup because they're trying to pull out the old actors because they're kind of
yeah
done with being that character and
yeah.
trying to pull in the new ones. It would be cool to get that with the Guardians of the Galaxy as well. Like the new comics have
yeah.
Venom. Iron Man is also in there.
Yeah.
Angela would be fantastic.
Honestly, I want more Captain Marvel. I just want Captain
yeah,
Marvel.
Yeah, I really
if
want
I could
Captain
get
Marvel
Captain
too.
Marvel in Guardians of the Galaxy 3, I will simultaneously come and shit myself.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah. Think about it. Don't think about it.
Is it like a... Is it just like...
No.
Just,
not out of the same hole, TJ.
Is it like a poop emoji kind of, or is it just like diarrhea fountain?
Yes.
It's basically diarrhea coming out of both ends.
Oh.
Nasty.
And I hope no one's eating while
so
listening
to this.
So
that's all
part.
For us. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm just... This is going to be a good year. I'm looking forward
Have
to this.
Have they said
yeah.
that Karen Gillan's... replaying
yeah.
Nebula
yeah.
again.
No, she's
yep.
there.
Nebula's,
yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nebula's in it.
She's got to shave her head again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I saw the trailer. I watched, and there's another trailer out today I watched, and I was like, I saw her, and I was like, cool. And I was like, people were so mad at her for shaving her head last movie. I was like, they're just going to be mad again.
Was the best was when they were doing the first panel for Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah. And she whipped a wig off, threw it in the audience, and then was like, oh, wait, I need that.
Yeah.
Because she's so awkward. I mean, she was a model first and then an actress, so yeah. She's like super awkward.
Yes.
And it's I love her to death. Mm-hmm. Watching Doctor Who, she was great, and now seeing her in
Shut up,
Marvel
you only looked
movie.
At her legs.
Who didn't?
This is just so much good.
So yeah, this year we have Guardians 2 coming out in May. Spider-Man Homecoming comes out in July.
Yep.
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok comes out in, I think, November.
November. That's when it usually comes out.
Yeah. So right there, every season is taken care of with an awesome fucking movie.
And then December, Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
I mean, come on.
What else is coming out? Anything good?
Justice League.
King Arthur looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see a trailer for that recently, and I'm like,
and it's got some good actors in
Jude
it.
Jude Law,
so.
Yeah.
The
Charlie,
guy,
Charlie Hunnan,
Charlie Hunnan.
He was the main Sons character in Sons of Anarchy, and he's a really good actor. So I'm just like,
As long as he doesn't do his American accent.
As Raleigh.
Oh
from Pacific
my
Rim.
God, I love Pacific Rim, and I think he's really good in it.
Yeah.
Why they had him do an American accent is beyond me, because he's horrible at it. Yeah. He's fine in Sons of Anarchy because he has kind of like a southern, like gruff accent, but oh my God, that all-American, like, you know, regular accent.
It's like that Midwest, but not quite like northern Midwest where you're basically Canadian.
I'm sorry to say, he's awful at it. Yeah. And to me, I think what's most disappointing is that in Pacific Rim, there was no need for it.
Right.
He could have just as easily had his normal accent. And nothing would have changed.
Yeah.
Nothing about his character needed to change.
Like, he could still be an American, but have an accent.
Yeah, or he could have been from wherever he's from. Britain or Australia, I don't know where he's from.
That's a movie.
No, because it's got to be about America.
America.
Oh, yeah. America saving
America
the world.
Saves the day, Dom.
America. There are some movies to watch, and Justice League, too, but, I mean...
Yeah.
So there are some movies to watch, and Justice League.
And 2015's Game of the Year.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all of our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us and Lesson Zero Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. And please support our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring content just like this. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Karen Gillan's bald head.
What?
I was coming out of there. There's a homeless guy there.
Oh, that fucking intersection.
Yeah, and then like... As I was pulling away, police car like comes over and just stops and is like, "Yep, that homeless person's not gonna be there anymore."
Can I help
just
you, sir?
With his baton.
Well, if it was the city, he'd just disappear.
Yeah.
Wait, they know it. Never mind. Save it for the podcast.